Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Today revealed over 140 festival headliners over 3 weekends, June 20th through the 22nd, June 27th to the 29th, and July 4th to July 6th. Plus, Illenium was just announced as a headliner for the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on June 27th. And speaking of Summerfest, this guy, the Vice President of Entertainment, Scott Zeal. Scott, good morning and welcome. How you doing?
I am great. I feel like I want to get on a picnic table at right. Summerfest with the Henry Mara Polka going.
All right, so here's the thing. We got it. Scott, we have to get you to redo the Summerfest polka. You would be perfect for doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you could do it on a picnic table.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason that I book the bands and stand on the side of the stage instead of have a mic and perform. But no,
just saying.
I think somebody should redo it for sure.
Okay, my question for you is July 4th. This is the first time in how many years that we're going to have a Summerfest day on July 4th?
We are super, super excited to celebrate. I mean, a great pop show in the amphitheater, AJR, three brothers from New York singing like lots of great songs. Carly Rae Jepsen is the opening act. So I think a lot of people, you know, we're hoping that you go and do your thing during the day on the 4th of July, do your parades, do your picnics, and then come down to the lakefront and celebrate with us in style.
Absolutely. It's been a while. Can't wait.
I am a little confused about a couple things.
Yeah.
I said little on purpose because I noticed Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty are coming.
Yeah.
But Lil Tecca is going to be a separate show. And I don't see any Lil Kim or Lil Wayne or Lil Bow Wow or Lil John.
Where are all the littles? They could do a whole festival of littles.
They could add Little Feet.
Yeah.
And the Little River Band. Hey, wait, Rich Little could be the opening act.
It could literally be the Little Fest.
It could be Little Fest. Little, had to be in a really fast. Tiny stage. Really
like in Rhode Island.
Yeah. This is fascinating to me how you and your staff can possibly keep up with all of the TikTok stars, the YouTube stars. And these are legitimate stars in the sense that they've got millions, if sometimes tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people follow them. But how do you and your staff keep, like you said, every waking moment? You're not exaggerating, are you? Like you guys consistently have to figure out who's on top, who's hot, and how do you book them?
And I think we live in a world where certainly newer artists go from being, you know, undiscovered, small artists, and then all of a sudden they are massive. You know, we've seen a couple of artists in the last few years here, whether it's been, you know, Zach Bryan to Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan last year,
You know, and it's kind of like, you know, some of those legendary stories, the year that we had Imagine Dragons that played on the Miller stage and they could have been in the amphitheater.
Right.
So, yes, music is so much more accessible, I think, because of streaming. And like you said, all the social media platforms where, you know, let's say you're a teenager and, you know, your parents have played music for you over time and you could rediscover artists that are very well known but are new to you. So it's challenging. That's what is the fun part of our job. But we're just constantly listening to people in the community and what they want to see.
Does it ever happen, though, where something is really hot? Because you said you've been working on this since before last year's Summerfest. They're really hot in that moment, and then all of a sudden they've kind of fizzled out by the time their booking rolls around?
I think the great thing about our setting is the value of and the affordability of Summerfest. You know, the most that anyone's going to pay to come here for a day is $28. There are admission promotions every day to get in for free. So like in our setting, you know, it's kind of guilt-free listening. You can jump around to different stages. You can see acts that you've never heard of before. You can see acts that have been on the scene for a long, long time that you've never wanted to see. And maybe you wouldn't go out of your way to, you know, purchase the tickets at a different venue, but because you're at the festival. I think, you know, everybody can move around and see a lot of new talent and a lot of classic rock and classic talent.
All right, tell us about Illenium. We were talking about the fact that it's played Coachella, the show Lollapalooza, Madison Square Garden, Red Rocks. What is it about this show that's so captivating?
Well, for people who are either into EDM or don't know anything about EDM, it's this guy's from Colorado. The show is just a spectacular presentation of just like the coolest lights and sound and special effects, and the music is a lot of collaboration with other artists. It's very super, super uplifting and upbeat. I mean, yeah, he sold out SoFi Stadium in California.
Wow.
Just a big, big artist in that space right now. So we couldn't be, it's his first time at Summerfest, so we couldn't be more excited.
And you talked about the $28 admission, and I also want to plug the fact that for a limited time only, the U.S. Cellular Power Pass is available. The Power Pass, $65, and that includes admission for all 9 days of the festival, which is just an unbelievable value. So you can't get a better value than that, I really don't think.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Scott, thank you very much.
Thanks for all the support, and we'll see everybody in 91 days until Summerfest.
You got it. Countdown is on. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Scott Ziel, he is the man. Last year was his first full year, of course, of taking over for Bob Babish, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, big shoes.
Did a phenomenal job, and he's done it again this year.